The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, KGYM. Now, let's head courtside and join Todd Werner with the commentary. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM's Brent Balbinot.
Well, there was a time that the old WAMAC conference was thought of strictly for football. But since they have reshaped and reformed it, in addition to some very long bus rides, there's also some pretty good basketball teams in it. The first time that Clear Creek Amana and Benton Community met this season, regulation wasn't enough. It was up at Benton Community, 82-70. The final score in overtime as the Clippers outscored the Bobcats 15-3 to pick up a huge win and get even at 2-2 in conference play. Taking a look at how both teams have fared since, and it's been about 500 basketball. The Clippers come into tonight on a three-game win streak. The Bobcats a two-game win streak, however, winning six of their last seven. The Bobcats at 7-5 overall. The Clippers at 6-5, and make no doubt about it, one more week means a chance to pick up another win and get that all-important first-round seeding for the postseason and the first round of district play. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Clear Creek Amana High School Gymnasium. Brent Balbinot alongside Todd Werner as we are about 15 minutes away from tip-off this evening. Steve Otteson and company. Steve Otteson, if this tells you anything, coached three of his current players' fathers when they were in high school. 40-plus years of service. He literally could retire anytime he chooses. He has met all of his IPERS requirements, but he is coaching because he simply loves the game and he loves the kids. On the flip side of the coin, it should be Larry Carlson tonight. Our best wishes go out to Coach Carlson. We won't go into great detail, but as a gentleman who has suffered from what Coach Carlson is going through this evening, I can tell you it does eventually get better, Coach. Get back on the bench soon. So tonight it will be assistant coach Jeff Zittergrip running the show. And Todd, what we're going to see are two completely different, very contrasting styles. Benton Community wants to get up and down the court. They average about 64 points per ball game. On the flip side, Clear Creek Amana, they don't go terribly deep, only a rotation of about eight. They only score 58 points a game. They give up about 56. They want to slow it down and have a half-court style game. It will be interesting to see who dictate the tempo tonight.
Well, and since these teams have played once already this year, they're familiar with one another. They're familiar with each other. These coaches have been with these respective schools for some time now. So, you know, they have a good feel for what each team wants to do, and you know, playing such a tight game early on, you know, each team's probably going to come back and say, you know, we had some success. It was a good ball game the first time, and they're going to probably have a similar game plan coming into tonight.
Taking a look at it, Benton Community, no secret. As a matter of fact, they really don't have what you'd call a true post. They will run a five out, basically five guards, maybe kind of a glorified small forward if you want, but you take a look at where they've been making their living, and that is beyond the arc. It's one thing to shoot 33% no matter what level you're at. One out of every three that goes up from distance is a pretty good percentage, but Lathan Cooper is shooting 41% from three-point range. Spencer Turo, he is very much a catch-and-shoot guy, 48%, and then drop down, although he does come off the bench, Addison Steinford is shooting 44%. One of their other starters, Tyler Eggert, shooting 35%, and Tucker Schrader shooting 32%. Todd, I had a chance to talk with both coaches, but Steve Otteson made it very clear they cannot afford to switch tonight. They're going to have to cut and fight through screens, and they are going to have to stay like glue from 19-9 out.
Well, and when you have a team that's really strong from the three-point, you know, line like Benton is, you want to try to run them off of that line. You want to challenge them, make them sometimes have to put the ball on the floor, but yet at the same time be in good help position to not just open up driving lanes straight to the basket. So that's a challenge that Clear Creek is going to have to really overcome tonight. And obviously I think Benton probably has a quickness advantage as well. So, you know, it's going to be real key for Clear Creek to play team defense tonight. That's going to be one of the things that's really going to help them slow down Benton's offense.
Now, where Clear Creek Amana has the advantage is in the post. You've got Evan Downs and Aaron Aker. both a pair of football players, both good-sized young men, not just tall, but also very strong. They've spent some time in the weight room with Coach Stoner getting ready for the fall, but it's definitely paying dividends here during the basketball season. This is something that, again, Coach Onison was hoping. They want a half-court game anyway, but those guys are space eaters. If you can get the defense on your hip, feed those kids the basketball.
Well, you want to use that strength, obviously, and if you can turn it into a kind of a grinded-out football-type game tonight, that's definitely the Clear Creek's advantage. You know, the thing they just have to do is they got to not get foul trouble, keep those guys, you know, from having to get in positions where they're not comfortable, where they get out in space. Keep them close to the basket where they can use that power and strength and have an advantage over Benton.
We're going to take a quick timeout, 60-second variety. When we come back, we'll get you the starters. Again, it's 6-5. Clear Creek Amana hosting 7-5. Benton Community, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the pregame and high school boys basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
This is Kathy Bachmeyer from Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We increase the warranties 5 years above the mill manufacturer. The resistance warranties, the wear warranties, the stain warranties, it's fabulous. And the next step is even more outstanding, which is the beautiful guarantee. Basically, if you come in and you buy a product, whether it is carpet, whether it is hardwood, if it's part of our Carpet One program, we guarantee you that we will come and take that floor out, replace it with a like product, move your furniture, do whatever needs to be done at no cost to you if for any reason you are not happy with it. And that's pretty outstanding. There isn't anyone else out there that is going to do that and can stand behind their warranties and their products the way that Carpet One does. Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home, across from Tyson's on Highway 6 in Coralville.
Welcome back to Clipper Gymnasium. Brent Albanon alongside Todd Werner. We're about 7.5 minutes away from tip-off here this evening. 6-5, Clear Creek Amana, 7-5, Benton Community. Both these two teams got after each other earlier this season. As a matter of fact, it was just the third game of the season. And Clear Creek Amana came out on top with a road victory, 82-70. In that contest, they won in overtime by outscoring the Bobcats 15-3. In overtime to win 82-70. But not only that, there were four players in double figures. Balance, led by point guard Jake Neubauer with 23 points. He was 6 of 11 from the floor. He was 4 of 8 from beyond the arc. 16 points for off-guard Cal Miller, 15 points for Kaler Green, who will not start tonight. Instead, Tate Thompson will get the start in his place, but Kaler Green will come off the bench. And then Evan Downs, the big man, had himself 12 points. He also ripped down 3 rebounds. On the flip side of the coin, Benton Community could not miss in that first half. Everything they put up was absolutely finding the bottom of the cylinder, not the least of which Spencer Turow. Turow, again, was 5 of 11 from three-point range, so just under 50%. He finished the night with 16 points. Tucker Schrader one of four for 18 points. And then Lathan Cooper finished with 14 points as well, but just grossly outscored in that overtime, 15-3. And I asked Coach Onison, so what was the difference? And he goes, well, number one, you don't think that a team's going to be able to hit 50 to 60%, especially at the high school level, for four full quarters. But he said, we had to pick up the ball a little earlier. He goes, we couldn't just sag back in a 2-3 zone or even a man and wait to pick up right at the top of the key. They are too good. They get into their offense. They run a motion because they really don't have a true post. He said, we have got to do that tonight to start the ball game. Todd, he goes, we've got to pick up at half court and start denying those perimeter passes.
Well, you can't let a team that gets comfortable in an offense, you can't let them get settled in and get comfortable. And so you really just got to try to disrupt things a little bit. And Clear Creek has the ability to kind of dictate things inside a little bit with their size. So if you can try to kind of, you know, just change things up and make things kind of just a little hectic once in a while, then that'll play to Clear Creek's advantage.
Well, one of their concerns, again, in talking with Coach Zettergren, was what's the first thing you have to do if you want to run the fast break?
Got a rebound.
Got a rebound. You can't run without the ball. And he said, so what we're going to have to do, being smaller and playing into their hands a little bit, knowing that Clear Creek Amana doesn't want to press, he goes, instead of sending two back, we'll probably only send one. And he goes, and if we have to, we'll crash all five. But he goes, we cannot run our offense unless we get some boards.
Right. You know, I mean, that's exactly right. Rebounding is the key. Anytime you want to be a up-tempo type team and get the pace going where you want it, you have to rebound first. So you got to be able to force turnovers a little bit. Just, you know, any of those types of things that can give you opportunities to push pace and push the ball up the court. Even after a made basket, you know, you see teams that really want to force that tempo. You got to get your inbounder to get that ball out of the net, hitting your guard in stride and getting that ball usually up the sideline, but it just puts pressure on the defense, and I think that's something that we'll see tonight from Clear Creek.
Let's go ahead and give you the starters. First for the visiting Bobcats, again led by head coach Larry Carlson, who is unable to make it this evening. Nothing serious, but enough to keep him at home, so well wishes going out to him. Jeff Zittergren told me to tell you, Coach, if you are indeed listening, he's got it tonight. Your starters at the point, it will be Lathan Cooper. Cooper, again, a senior. Cooper enters this evening's contest as the team's second-leading scorer with 11.5 per game. He's pulling down 2.5 boards and dishing out 3.5 assists. Spencer Turo, he is very much a spot-up, catch-and-shoot type kid. And as we mentioned, his three-point percentage shows at 48% from distance. He's your off-guard, averaging just a shade under 11 points, 3.5 boards, and 2.5 assists per game. At the swing, it will be Tyler Eggert. Eggert, again, standing in. They don't really give heights on the roster here, but probably not much more than 6 foot. He is a junior. Eggert coming into this evening's contest, averaging 9 points and 2 boards per game. Hunter Semmelroth would be considered really the only true big for Benton Community. Semmelroth is a senior. Semmelroth, 10 points, 4.5 boards, 3.5 assists per game. But Coach Zittergren told me their offense works best when they can get it inside to him, and then he's got decision-making power, whether he kicks it back out, whether he decides to try and back his man down, or they look for a cutter off the baseline. But again, not to call it what you maybe call it a true four out, one in, but it sounds like Semmelroth is really going to be a key to a lot of what Benton Community wants to do this evening. And Tucker Schrader will be your fifth starter. Schrader is the team's leading scorer, 11.5 points, and ripping down 5.5 rebounds per contest. Head coach Steve Otteson will counter with the following five, the 6-5 Clippers. One change to their normal starting rotation, not at the point though. Jake Neubauer will be the starter. He's averaging 11.5 points, 4 boards, and 4 assists per ball game. The problem is in the early going, the game was too fast for him. He has 32 turnovers on the season. He's averaging just a shade under 4 per ball game. Todd, you want your point guard to be a little bit more in command of that. They had a talk with him, and there's a difference. What's the old phrase that Coach Wooden used to use at UCLA? Hurry, but don't rush. They feel that he's got a better grip on it now.
Well, yeah, and that was one thing as I was looking at some of the numbers today, prepping for this game, was the assist to turnovers, where CCA, you know, they've had 130 total turnovers this year to 97 assists. Then you take on the flip side, Benton Community, 167 assists to 151 turnovers.
That's a lot.
A lot of turnovers, but at least there's a plus advantage in the assist category. So, you know, that's something that, you know, could play out tonight as far as, you know, possessions. You always wonder how many possessions do you get, kind of like in football. The more possessions you have, the more opportunities you're going to have to score.
You know my formula. We're going to get to it in just a second here. Rounding out the other four starters for the Clippers, Cal Miller is your off guard, averaging 15 points and 2 boards per game. Your swing, Tate Thompson. Now, he got the start for Kaylor Green last game because Kaylor Green was sick. Tate earned himself another start here this evening. Thompson, numbers don't show it, but he's a team player. 3.5 points, 2 boards per game. Aaron Akers will be your power forward. Akers, again, averaging 9 points, check that, 8 points and 5.5 rebounds. And in the middle, Evan Downs. Downs, big space eater, 9 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. Let's take a look at that formula we call the Holy Trinity. It will be turnovers subtracted from steals and assists. You figure steals and turnovers will basically cash themselves out. Assists mean you've scored a basket. So how many extra possessions, does each team earn? Well, taking a look at Benton Community, they dish out nearly 14 assists per ball game, 13.9. They get 7.1 steals, a little high on the turnovers, but not bad at 12.5. What that equals out to is plus 8.2. Our conversion rate, well, we figure if you hit 50% of those, half of those, you're doing a good job. That's an extra 8 points that Benton Community usually puts on the board before you can even tip off the game. On the flip side, for Clear Creek Comana, 8.8 assists per ball game, 5.9 steals, and 11.8 turnovers. So almost the same as far as turnovers and assists per ball game, a little lower, but certainly about two steals lower per ball game than Benton Community. What that equals out to is plus 2.9. Do the math on a 50% conversion, and that's about 3 points per ball game. So you would figure just by on basically paper, Todd, Benton Community would have a slight advantage here. But you take a look at both team styles, and Clear Creek Comana feels that's going to negate it. Benton Community averages 62.7, basically 63 points per game. They allow opponents 57.9, basically 58. Clear Creek Comana doesn't even average 60 points per game. They want the salsa mild tonight, 57.8 points per game, and a razor-thin margin for difference, allowing opponents 56.5 points per game. So, all of that said, sometimes we can overanalyze it. I think Tempo, who dictates their style of play this evening, it's such an obvious thing to say, but tonight it really does stick out like a sore thumb, is going to have the clear advantage.
Exactly. You know, and I think Benton is going to want to try to force Tempo and use their quickness. Clear Creek doesn't have a lot of depth. You know, I just don't see, you know, in the stats, the numbers from kids that have really contributed, there's just not many of them. So, you know, if Benton or Clear Creek can kind of, you know, control Tempo, they're going to have a chance here. They can use their size inside and possibly have an advantage and take control of the pace that you talked about.
Both team starters have been introduced. We're going to take a 60-second timeout for the playing of our national anthem. We're back with High School Hoops right after this on KGYM.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
And the national anthem in the books, courtesy of the Clear Creek Comana Pep Band. Decent crowd on hand here for a Tuesday evening contest. Again, as we mentioned, the first time these two squads met, regulation couldn't hold it. It took overtime, with the Clippers winning by a final of 82-70 and outscoring the Bobcats 15-3 in that extra period. Bobcats are in their blue uniforms with the gold lettering and numerals, with the big thick gold stripe down the jersey shorts. Of course, everything's got a Nike swoosh on it nowadays. The Clippers in their home whites with the blue lettering and numerals, with the white and blue alternating stripes down the shorts, with the insignia, the Clipper ship at the bottom of the shorts. In the center circle, it will be Downs for Clear Creek Comana. It will be Schrader for Benton Community. Both teams with pregame handshakes. They're ready to go, and Downs actually wins the tip. Out fought for, and Neubauer comes down with it. So the Clippers will move from left to right on your radio dial and immediately going to pump Akers outside. They're posting Downs up in the low blocks, and Schrader is all over. And those two, I get a feeling, are going to beat on each other all night. Downs trying to back his man down. He doesn't have a height advantage, but he has a definite size advantage. They try and use him to set a screen, but Neubauer rejects it. Goes in with a 360 spin move, too hard off the glass. The rebound comes down to the Bobcats, and immediately across half court, Semmelroth goes hard to the iron, and we're going to have a foul.
Each team came out man-to-man. You know, in that particular play there for Benton, they had five guys out on the perimeter. They had nobody in the lane, nobody in the post, and it just, you know, plenty of room there for the penetration and the drive, and did a nice job drawing the foul. Sometimes kids want to go up and avoid that contact. He did real well to go up and draw contact and then try to finish.
Semmelroth is a 68% free throw shooter. He misses his first. He gets his second. The foul was on Akers, so his first. And it's a 1-0 lead. picking up at half court. Neubauer slows it down, swings it to Miller out in between the rings. Akers is going to do a lot of screening and rolling tonight. Popping out top of the key, Thompson. Free throw line extended right wing, wraparound pass, down low. Downs fades away and gets the friendly roll, and the Clippers take an early 2-1 lead. Well, so far, both teams doing exactly what they want offensively. We'll wait and see if they can stay with it. 2-1 as they pop out in the near corner. You talk about catch and shoot. You've got to be in Turo's jersey or he's going to burn you. He burned him for 16 points in that first meeting. Dribble penetration by Eggert. Dishes off. Nice pump fake. Semmelroth can't find the range from 14 feet out on the baseline. Rebound Clippers. Neubauer quickly outlets up the near side. Miller. They'll go to the far corner from distance. The shot short by Thompson. Ball tipped around and into the hands of Truro. He wants to run. They've got a 4-on-3. He goes into the paint. Running one-hander off the mark. Skying to pull it down is Akers, but he's stripped by Truro and they'll back it out. In between the circles. Cooper hands it off. Eggert, almost like they got a little bit of a three-man weave in between the circles here. And ironically, the Bobcats are slowing things down a little bit here. Cooper tried to stutter step, but Neubauer staying with him. Now they'll switch off. Into the near corner, a long three by Schrader. Off the mark and tip to himself. Akers comes down with it. Neubauer, quick outlet. Up the near side, Miller. Bounce pass. Downs is going to launch for about 18. No good. Akers has it. Rips it out of the hands of a Bobcat, but they're going to say jump ball. And the arrow points the Bobcats way.
Benton's shown a couple different looks here down here on the offensive end. You know, the first set down, five out. Second time down, they kind of ran sort of a flex set. And then this last time, as you said, sort of a dribble weave out on the perimeter. So, yep. You know, just each team kind of feeling each other out.
Yep. Cooper beyond the arc, right wing. Neubauer lays an arm's length off of him, off the screen. Eggert stops and pops from about 15. No good. Downs rips it down. Quick outlet. Here comes Miller crossing half court, being picked up by Semmelroth. Miller keeping his dribble, tries to kick it back out. Ball's deflected. They get it right back to him in the near corner. He's coming off a screen, driving one-hander, too hard off the glass. Follows his own shot but can't get it. Out of bounds. Who's it off of? Does anybody know? They're going to say white ball.
Staying down here with clear kick.
5:14 showing on the first quarter clock. 2-1 our score. The inbounds, it's handed off. Bauer's going to pop up, takes a good-looking 17-footer, but he's off the mark, and the loose ball is rebounded by Semmelroth. He'll bring it across half court, slowing it down. Nobody picks him up. He's into the paint, kicks it back out up top. Cooper stutter steps, 360 spin move, and did he take one step too many? Yes, he did. That'll be a travel. Well, he tried to make a spectacular move there, and Todd, in all honesty, I thought stop and pop from about 16, 17 feet might have been his better option.
He did. He had that shot, and, you know, just kids sometimes get a little greedy. Clear Creek was in good, you know, they did a nice job with their defensive transition. They were in good help position, and that's probably what caused the travel was good help.
First substitution, Eggert is going to take a seat for Benton Community. As checking into the ball game, looking for the new number here as they go down low to Downs, but he loses it. Here comes Truro. Nobody picks him up. Dishing off in the near corner, Schrader, and we're going to have a foul on the floor. Blocking foul. If this is Downs, that's his first. He's pleading his case, but a change in the call is not forthcoming here.
Well, the one thing he didn't do is he didn't kind of get squared up with the offensive player. He kind of was at an angle. Had he slid his feet down and gotten kind of perpendicular with the baseline and used the baseline as another defender, he would have been in better position to just probably been a no call.
Yep. That'll be his first, team foul number two. As Eggert checks back in, looks like Semmelroth will take a seat. Your new man is Addison Steinford on the floor for the Bobcats. 4:20 left to go here first quarter. Benton Community still looking for their first basket from the field. It's 2-1 Clippers. Steinfeld reverses it near side. Eggert back out up top in between the rings, Truro. Well, they are really being patient here. Truro in between the circles. Cooper, they'll play a little catch left side. Truro pump fake, drives baseline, cut off, kicks it back out. Eggert, skip pass far side. Cooper, he'll launch from distance. It will be short. Ball being tapped around. Who wants it? Downs. Check that. Akers comes away with it. Neubauer with a dangerous cross-court bounce pass. That was just trying to thread the needle too much. It's deflected. And here come the Bobcats. Cooper picked up by Neubauer. Picks up his dribble. Schrader trying to post up down low against Downs. He's got him on his hip. He gets his hands up. He's double-teamed. Neubauer strips him. Cooper, Johnny on the spot, puts up the floater in the middle of the paint, and the Bobcats have their first basket from the floor.
Well, Neubauer did a good job of helping down. He dug in and ripped the ball out, but unfortunately it bounced right to Cooper for the easy little eight-footer.
3-2, Benton Community with the lead. Clear Creek and Manna with the ball. 3:13 left to go first quarter. Thompson, bounce pass, Downs, drop step into the middle of paint, goes up with a hook shot, doesn't get the friendly roll. Truro pulls it down on the weak side. Quick outlet, cross court pass, Steinbauer, back now to Cooper. Cooper keeping his dribble and rejected by Downs. Oh my, they're going to have a foul called from the top of the key, and Steve Otteson is up. He is not, as you can imagine, a fan of that call.
Sure, who that was on? I think
they're calling it on Downs.
On Akers.
Downs has two fouls. Nope, check that. They're going to call it on Akers. You're right.
Akers was the one who spotted it.
Yeah. Boy, look, Steve Otteson is hot, and he's going to have to go to his bench now. Tyler Hallett being forced to check in with foul trouble here as Cooper drains his first free throw. His second teases, and it does not come down. So 4-2 in a very low-scoring game. From the far corner, Cal Miller launches from distance. No good. Ball being tapped around. Truro's got it. Clippers do a good job of getting back, but Truro's going to stop and pop and drains a three-pointer.
And Downs, 6'5", and lots of length right in his face.
He is a dead-eye shooter, and all of a sudden it's a 7-2 lead as Neubauer drives in, dishes off, down low, kicks it back out up top. Miller drives in. Dishes off on a nice baseline cut to Downs, who lays it up and in.
Downs did a nice job there of really moving without the ball so he could be found on the baseline for the finish.
7-4. Bobcats with the lead and the ball moving right to left. Coming up on the two-minute mark here, first quarter. Truro, heat check. He's got it from about 25 feet out. Holy cow.
He just seems like that one of those types of players that if he just gets going, he's dangerous.
Well, Coach Zittergren said he's got the green light, and he clearly was feeling it there. Downs drives baseline. Reverse left-handed layup is up and good off glass. He has all six of the Clippers' points. 10-6, a minute 40 left to go. Truro tries to cross over. He's tripped up. Miller almost had it. Picked up out at the top by Schrader. Puts it on the floor. Downs cuts him off. Back at up top. Long three. Everybody in on the act. Steinford with this one. 13-6, and the Bobcats starting to pull away a bit. Beyond the arc, right wing, Thompson, top of the key, Miller. Man-to-man defense still here by Benton Community. Miller behind the back, stops at the free throw line, kicks it back out to Neubauer. A minute 10 left to go, first quarter. In between the rings, they'll swing it. Beyond the arc, Akers. The clock still hasn't stopped to get any substitutions in. Play has kept going here. Miller, off of a down screen. He had it if he wanted it. And what are they calling here?
I am not sure.
Are they calling a moving screen on Downs?
I think they're calling it on Cooper, maybe.
They are. You're right. Cooper's going to be called for the foul. His first. Just team foul number one. And some subs finally come in for both teams now. As Akers and Thompson will take a seat on the bench. Checking in, Kayla Green will inbound right in front of us. And then also Tyler Hallett, the only other true big man on the roster right now for the Clippers. Well, the pass, they go down low to Hallett. Leans in, and he's the first Clipper other than Evan Downs to come up with some points tonight. It's 13-8 with 40 seconds left to go first quarter. Semmelroth has checked back into the ballgame for the Bobcats. He's got it into the paint. Dishes off down low. Dribble penetration by Bobby Krause, and he throws the ball away. Here comes Neubauer with 26 seconds left. We'll see if the Clippers work for the final shot of the quarter, trailing 13-8. Krause will come out, but lay off of him a little bit here. The five-second count. In high school, it's still in effect. At the college ranks, it is not. 9 seconds. They got to get their offense moving. Neubauer picks up his dribble. Green, about 24 feet out. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. He's got to move. Dishes off. Downs at the buzzer. Can't find the range. I don't think they got the shot they wanted.
No, I don't think you want Downs shooting a 16-footer.
So the first quarter now in the books, and what started slowly has heated up just a little bit. Benton Community 13, Clear Creek Amana 8. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Back with more high school hoops on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertine and Stocker began when Willa was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter, Kate, has joined the family at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
Welcome back to Clear Creek Amana High School Gym. Brent Balbinot, Todd Warner. Second quarter just underway as Kayler Green's going to launch from distance for Clear Creek Amana. He is short, and so are the Clippers on the scoreboard. 13-8 to the Bobcats. They will move from right to left. Cooper slowing it down a bit here. In between the circles, Semmelroth. Bounce pass, long three, off the mark by Eggert. Skying to pull it down is Downs. Quick outlet to Green. He will slow it down. And the Clippers will set up their pattern offense. Green picks up his dribble, swings it near side Miller, who will now dribble out in between the circles. Bounce pass Neubauer just beyond the arc left wing. They'll reverse it near side Green. Really not posting up anybody here. Hallett, he got two big men in, Hallett and Downs. I wasn't sure if they were trying to run a high-low here against this zone defense. They do, and West home by Downs. One big man to another.
Well, and that's textbook execution against the zone. You hit the post player stepping out into the short corner who feeds your post coming down from the high post. That's the perfect way to execute against the zone.
And it cuts the deficit to 3, 13-10. Benton Community continuing. They're running a little bit slower tempo right now than I thought they would, but they still enjoy the lead 13-10. Top of the key, Semmelroth dribbles, and they just plain lose the ball.
I think we have a timeout.
We have a timeout by Coach Zittergren. We will keep it here. Well, this is somewhat ironic, because if you're Steve Onison, I think this is definitely the tempo that you want. Yet at the same time, Benton Community's beating you at your own game. Who needs to make the adjustment here? Or do you continue to let this game kind of play out a little bit more?
I think at this point you let it play out. You know, the one thing I think that Clear Creek needs to look to do is get Downs touches in the post. He has an advantage down inside over any of the players right now, that especially that with Schroeder out of the game. There's no one that really matches up with him. So, you know, just I think that patience right now, you know, I think each team still kind of has to find that flow. We were talking in the break. There just hasn't been a real good tempo to the game.
It hasn't been riddled with whistles. Three fouls for Clear Creek Amana, just one for Benton Community. 6.5 left to go, first half. Bobcats with the ball and the lead. Downs went for a steal. They're putting him out at the top. Is this a 1-3-1?
It's like
what
a
are we
1-3-1.
Looking at here? They are. So they're trying to take away the free throw line extended, but they're putting their big man Downs out in between the circles to try and disrupt the passing lanes. This is an interesting move by Coach Onison. They try and bust it with a three on the weak side by Eggert, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Who's it off of?
Staying with Benton.
It's going to stay with Benton Community. And so countering, Schrader's now going to check in for Benton Community. They're arguably their biggest man. Lob pass comes in between the rings to Eggert, and the Clippers remain in a 1-3-1, but they're bringing their center Downs out at the top of it.
Well, that's just a lot of length to work around when you want to try to get ball reversals and penetration. He's a wide player out there.
He almost got a steal. He's coming out. They're really not double-teaming the ball. Cooper, they're daring him to shoot from about 23 feet out. Baseline cut by Schrader. Misses the left-handed layup. He falls down. I think that's going to be a travel. Yes, it is. Well, they got what they wanted, but they just didn't convert. And I guess if you're Clear Creek Amana, you could say you got what you wanted as well. That is a turnover.
Well, we talk about finding that pace or that tempo. You know, Coach Otteson changes after the Benton timeout. Comes out in a 1-3-1, catches Benton kind of off guard.
Benton came out in full court pressure that time, but Clear Creek Amana breaks it. Miller catches Cooper inadvertently with an elbow to the chin. And, boy, Cooper caught the worst end of that, and he's going to be called for a foul.
Well, they're really trying to clean up, you know, kind of the college game. They're doing the same here at the high school game, trying to eliminate
freedom of movement.
Contact, yes, and allowing more freedom of movement for the offense.
That's his second. He's going to have to take a seat. So checking back into the ball game is Steinford. As they go down low to Kayla Green, he hits the deck, but he makes the shot.
Well, they always say on an outside out-of-bounds player, the most dangerous guy in the play is the out-of-bounds player, the inbounder, and that was the case there.
Well, look at this. It's a 4-0 run to start the second quarter here by Clear Creek Amana, and they pulled back to within a point at 13-12. 5:15 left to go. Neubauer almost picks up a steal on the near side. He hustles as he runs into the scorer's table, but just can't quite save it. Turo will inbound, asking for the basketball. Boy, he is, how tall do you think he is? 5'6", 5'7", tops?
5'9", 5'10".
You think that tall?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess a little less. They don't put the heights on the rosters here. Here's that 1-3-1, and Downs with the steal, coast to coast, flushes it home. The basket buckles, but it snaps back, and the Clippers retake the lead. 6-0 here so far in the second quarter for the Clippers. And Turo's going to try and change it with a long three-pointer, no good. Green taps it to Hallett. The outlet. Green from distance left wing. Halfway down it spits out. And Schrader skies to pull it down for the Bobcats. We are coming up on the halfway mark of the second quarter here, and Benton Community still yet to score. 14-13, and yet they're only down by a point.
Well, that's just... Right now, here, the last couple of possessions, though, they've taken shots that Clear Creek wants them to take, long shots.
We have a foul off a dribble penetration. This one is going to go against number 15, Neubauer. That'll be his first team foul, number 4, inbounding on the baseline. Schrader kicks it back out, top of the key, dribble penetration by Egerton. He finishes with the right hand. That comes at the 4:08 mark. And they retake the lead, 15-14. Green, far corner. Hallett, top of the key, Miller. He'll spot up from distance. Almost banked it in. It goes begging off the right side. Rebounded by Schrader. Stopping, swinging it, far corner, Eggert. Bounce pass, Schrader. Backs Hallett down and gets two off the square. Neubauer slows it down, top of the key. Bullet pass, Hallett's wide open down low. They lost him and he lays it in. That's just finding the spot in the zone.
Well, you have to move and just the pushing of the ball. We talked about that in the pregame too. They pushed the ball, put pressure on the defense, and they just didn't identify.
17-16, Clippers with the lead, Bobcats with the ball, coming up on the 3-minute mark here in the first half. Turo beyond the arc, near corner. Eggert from three, around the world, and it kicks out. Rebounded by Hallett. Neubauer will beat a path up the near side. He'll be picked up by Steinford. He's going to kick it into a second gear. Running one-hander. Doesn't get the friendly roll. Steinford pulls down the board. The outlet to Turo. Almost dribbled that ball over his head. They're going to back it out here. Semmelroth in between the rings. Reverses it near side. He and Turo are going to play a little catch. Clippers still in a 1-3-1 zone here with Downs at the top of it. Getting those long arms extended. Beyond the arc, left wing, Eggert. Dangerous skip pass, far side. Semmelroth spots up from the free throw line, extended and drains it.
Well, dangerous is right. That should have been picked off. Backside Clipper defender just wasn't really paying attention and should have had that.
19-16. Downs beyond the arc, right wing, using his dribble. Schroeder will lay off of it. They'll reverse it, far side, Neubauer. Downs pops out. He's going to launch from way downtown, and he doesn't catch any iron. Rebound by Eggert. Downs, though, hustling back. Almost knocks it out of bounds, but Schroeder's there. He tries a reverse layup. It hits the bottom of the backboard and comes straight down. Here comes Neubauer. They've got three on two. 360 spin. He stops, and they give up the advantage. Cutting baseline, Green. Tries to dish off. Hallett wasn't ready, but he picks it up. Loose ball. He left it short. Schroeder with the board. Things getting a little frenetic now. Long outlet up the far side, and do we have a foul or somebody stepping out of bounds? Waiting for
foul
the official
on
to signal. It's going against Neubauer, it looks like. That'll be his second. Steinford will sit down for Benton Community. Checking in is Kraus. Miller and Downs, who really needs a breather right now, will take a seat for Clear Creek as Turo pops into the near corner. Can't lose him. He drains a third three of the evening.
He's got a really nice release, just a nice soft touch.
22-16, Benton Community with the lead. Clear Creek Amana with the ball. Beyond the arc, Thompson is checked in. Hallett swings it near side. Neubauer has the baseline drive, stops and pops from seven. Good looking move. Timeout. 30-second variety being called by Clear Creek Amana. We will keep it here with a minute 22 left to go first quarter. Well, we're seeing both teams start to warm up a little bit more, in particular Turo for Benton Community. If you are Coach Steve Onison, I think you challenge Jake Neubauer, two fouls or not, to do a little bit more of what he just did there. This offense is better when he is penetrating, whether he's deciding to pull up or dish off.
Well, you're right. You know, the thing that he did that was so nice there is he didn't get in too deep. He took two hard dribbles, got enough separation from the defense, and was able to pull up before he got into all the traffic. And you're right. I think penetration there is going to draw defense. It's going to open up cutting lanes and opportunities for Downs to slide in. He moves well without the ball. It's going to just it'll present more opportunities for him as well.
Downs will stay on the bench for the time being to try and catch his breath. They're working on him on the end of the bench. I don't know if he took a scratch or something. Trainer Megan Probasco working him over there. Bent Community with the lead and the ball. Turo near corner. Green gets right out on him. And are they still running a 1-3-1 here?
They are.
This time Thompson is at the point. He deflects another pass. In between the circles, Eggert. Flashing high blocks is Kraus. Back out. Eggert from way downtown. And the long shot leads to a long rebound. Quick outlet, and it's deflected. Nice job by Turo to get back and prevent the breakaway layup by Miller. Right now, Benton Community, we talked with Coach Zittergren about it. Clear Creek Amana does not run very often as Miller takes the inbounds, dribble penetration, and then just throws it away. That was a no look. He had no clue where anybody was, and he just threw that over the baseline.
Well, and the other thing he needs to think about there, too, he's throwing the ball down to 34, who was down there. That's
Hallett,
yeah. You know, what's he's not going to do anything with the ball there. Miller's just got to be a little more under control.
Thompson still running the top of this 1-3-1. Bullet pass baseline. Schroeder with a pump fake. Got the defense in the air. Count it and one coming. Boy, this kid knows spacing. That is a dangerous pass. If your man isn't right there, that's not going to work. And that's the third time that's worked. He really knows where to be on the court. As he drains the free throw to complete the three-point. And the foul is going. They had 20 up on the board. Illusion's not in.
I think it was 30.
Three.
Yep.
So 25-18. Under 20 seconds left to go first half. Largest lead of the ball game for either team. Thompson to Miller. Right now Steinford is right in his jersey. 7 seconds. Thompson with a long three. Halfway down it spits out. It's out of bounds. Off of Clear Creek Amana. With 4.2 seconds left, Benton Community will inbound, and Clear Creek Amana will come up into full court man pressure. We'll see what Coach Zittergren has set up here. It's in effect a last second shot. They're trying to get somebody open. Bounce pass finds Eggert, crossing half court. Bounce pass down low, wave it off. He did get the shot off. Schroeder laid it in, but it came after the buzzer. And we have come to the end of the first half of play. Benton Community 25, Clear Creek Amana 18. We will take a 2-minute break, 2-minute timeout. Back with your halftime stats and analysis. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM KGYM.
This is Kathy Bachmeyer from Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We increase the warranties 5 years above the mill manufacturer. The resistance warranties, the wear warranties, the stain warranties. It's fabulous. And the next step is even more outstanding, which is the beautiful guarantee. Basically, if you come in and you buy a product, whether it is carpet, whether it is hardwood, if it's part of our Carpet One program, we guarantee you that we will come and take that floor out, replace it with a like product, move your furniture, do whatever needs to be done at no cost to you if for any reason you are not happy with it. And that's pretty outstanding. There isn't anyone else out there that is going to do that and can stand behind their warranties and their products the way that Carpet One does. Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home, across from Tyson's on Highway 6 in Coralville.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, 1st Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, it's Brady versus Manning as the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots battle the Denver Broncos. Then, Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers host the Arizona Cardinals. Who will advance to Super Bowl 50? Tune in to find out. The NFL playoffs are right here.
NFL Championship Sunday on The Gym, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, brought to you by NFL Red Zone from NFL Network and Mediacom.
Welcome back to Clear Creek Cabana Gymnasium. Brett Balvin on Todd Warner. We are at the intermission. Benton Community 25, Clear Creek Cabana 18. Let's run down your unofficial scoring stats and much more here. Well, it was a low-scoring game, and by all means, you could probably still consider it as such, but it was 13-8 at the end of the first quarter. Benton Community with the lead, and you take a look at it, it was 2-1. For about half of the first quarter, it was just both teams really trying to get into an offensive rhythm. Both teams' defense is doing a good job. From a scoring standpoint, Evan Downs, the big man for Clear Creek Cabana, leads all scorers. As a matter of fact, he has 10 of the Clippers' 18 points, 6 in the first quarter, 4 in the second quarter. They had to sit him. He took a scratch or something to his arm. They taped him up, but he did not play probably about the last 3 minutes of the second quarter. And that's when Benton Community made a little bit of a run. Other than that, only one other Clipper with more than one basket. That's off the bench, Tyler Hallett with 4 points. A deuce apiece for starting point guard Jake Neubauer and off the bench shooting guard Kaylor Green. A bit more balance for the Bobcats being led by Spencer Turo. Now, we mentioned Turo shooting 48% from beyond the arc. He has 9 points, and I'll give you one guess how he's put them all up. 3 3-pointers. He averages 11 points per game. He is well on his way and then some to hitting his average. After that, 5 points for starting center Tucker Schroeder, 3 points apiece for Hunter Semmelroth and point guard Lathan Cooper, and a deuce for Tyler Eggert, just 3 bench points, that courtesy of a 3-pointer from backup guard Addison Steinford. Todd, what do you have for board work?
Board work is pretty even. I got Clear Creek Cabana with 12 rebounds total, one offensive. Downs leading them with just 10 rebounds for Benton Community, one offensive, several guys with 2. Churro's got 2, Schroeder's got 2, Eggert's got 2, and turnovers 6-4. Clear Creek leading that category. But you know, the some of these numbers are small and not very big, but there was very few stoppages in that.
Very
first.
Few.
I think, what was there, 2 total team fouls on Benton Community, and neither team got in the bonus.
Not even
close.
5 or 6
for Clear Creek. So the clock kept running. I wouldn't say it was sloppy. It just was up
it
and down
was,
a little
the sauce
bit.
Has been medium today,
yes,
probably a good
I
way
would
to
say
put it.
Medium to mild.
You had Clear Creek Cabana who wanted it spicy. You had Benton Community who wanted it spicy. You had Clear Creek Cabana who wanted it mild. And I think what you ended up was getting kind of somewhere in between the two. So here's the question, though. If you are Steve Otteson, head coach for Clear Creek Cabana, you really played a good first half, but you find yourself down by 7. What, if any, adjustments do you need to make to come out and start the third quarter?
Well, I think they mixed up their defenses a little bit. They played some man-to-man. They showed a little 2-3. They kind of played most of the second quarter in the 1-3-1, which kind of you know, slowed down Benton Community a little bit till they started to penetrate some gaps. They found some places on the baseline where they were Schroeder was kind of stepping into some gaps and knowing where to be. He kind of got a feel. So maybe changing up your defense a little bit again to try to throw Benton off a little bit with their timing. And then offensively, I think Neubauer is a kid that I think can get involved with penetration. He's athletic enough to make things happen. And then I think keep going to Downs. I think he's a kid that he has an advantage inside.
Neubauer is the team's second leading scorer at just under 12 points per game. He has two. Look, there comes a point where you have to challenge a kid. And if there's any competitor in him, he rises and meets that rather than shrinks. If you're Steve Onison, are you looking at your point guard right now going, we're not going to win unless you get aggressive?
I think exactly. You know, he's a senior. He's been in games like this probably, throughout his career. And he has the athleticism. You know, we talked about the opening play of the game where the Clear Creek Benton kid took it to the basket and drew contact. That's what Neubauer needs to do. He can get inside. He can draw the contact. He can make things happen. He can get to the line. Oftentimes when you have a kid that's struggling offensively, what do you always tell him? Hey, penetrate, get to the basket, draw fouls, get to the free throw line. That's what will get you into your rhythm and get you into your game.
On the flip side, if you're assistant coach Jeff Zittergren, look, you haven't played your best basketball, and yet you're up by seven, and all five starters have scored with three bench points. What, if any, difference makers are going to take place in the third quarter? You just keep doing what you're doing.
I think so. You know, you saw kind of the last minute or so there, they took their man defense, they really extended it. They were out pressuring the lanes. Nobody is in foul trouble. You had two total fouls in the first half. You can come out and play a little bit aggressive and try to force tempo a little bit, and that's probably what they'll do. Keep moving the ball. You know, be prepared to recognize what defenses Clear Creek is in. Communicate, with teammates so everybody knows what they want to do to attack.
And really, it's been a quiet game, both by the fans, but even the players. You haven't heard a lot of vocal communication going on the floor.
No. It's been a fairly, smooth game. The officiating has been pretty good. They've let the kids play, but they've called fouls that needed to be called. For the most part, I think, each team just now has to kind of come out. It's been a game of runs.
Yep.
Bob Benton got out a little bit early. Clear Creek made a run, took a little lead. Then Benton had a run to end the half. Now we'll see who kind of – the first few minutes of the third quarter will be important. If Benton can come out and go on a run and get a bit of a lead, that could dictate what happens the rest of the game.
Well, the Bobcats have come out of their locker room with about 2.5 minutes left to go to get a shoot-around. No sign of the Clippers yet, and I'm beginning to think that just maybe Coach Onison is peeling a little paint off that locker room wall. Look, this first meeting went to overtime, and Clear Creek Amana won it by a score of 82-70 by outscoring the Bobcats 15-3 in the extra frame. And it looks like Benton Community has maybe come out with a little payback on their minds. What we're going to do is take a 60-second timeout, 60-second break. When we come back, we'll get set for the start of the third quarter. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, KGYN.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Konectow, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, it's Brady versus Manning as the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots battle the Denver Broncos. Then, Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers host the Arizona Cardinals. Who will advance to Super Bowl 50? Tune in to find out. The NFL playoffs are right here.
NFL Championship Sunday on KGYM, brought to you by Wirtz, Dake, and Anderson Law Firm, your workers' compensation experts.
Buzzer sounds. Welcome back to Clear Creek Amana High School Gymnasium. Brent Balbinot alongside Todd Werner. Third quarter about to get underway. Bobcats will have the ball. They will move from left to right on your radio dial, and they enjoy a 25-18 lead. Looks like the starting five that began the game will start the second half. Cooper, Turo, Eggert, Semmelroth, and Schroeder. Clear Creek Amana will counter with the same five as well. Neubauer, Miller, Thompson, Akers, and Downs. Akers got in foul trouble early and had to sit most of the first half. Dribble penetration down the right side of the lane by Semmelroth. Quick whistle. Cal Miller gets called for it. Seemed like that whistle came a little late.
It did.
Oh, and they're going to say shooting foul on top of it. All right, so Semiroth will head to the stripe. Semiroth launches his first, rattles it home. He is just maybe a little below average as far as a free throw shooter at 68%. Second is on the way, got them both. So 27-18, the lead is now 9. Clippers will move from right to left. Thompson swings it left side, Neubauer, low blocks. Akers, drop step in the paint, goes up with a hook shot, no good. Neubauer picks it up, falling down, dishes it off, and Johnny on the spot. Akers is there. He's got his first basket of the ball game.
And Akers did well there just to keep the ball alive and keep another opportunity to score.
27-20. Turo is going to launch from about 23 feet out, and he's got his fourth three of the ball game. Wow. 30-20. The lead is now 10. Thompson picks up his dribble beyond the arc left wing. Neubauer, bounce pass to Downs in the low blocks. He's going to back Schroeder down, but leaves the hook shot short. It's out of bounds off of Benton Community. Well, I like the idea by Downs, but seriously, you got to be more aggressive than that, don't you?
He's just got to go up strong. He just kind of turned and just floated it to the basket. And
it was
his
passive.
Size, he just needs to be aggressive.
The inbounds deflected, out of bounds off of Benton Community. Clippers will inbound. It will be Neubauer on the baseline. They find Downs, fades away from 7 feet out, no good. Rebounded, though, by Neubauer. He'll back it out. Now he's going to launch from the near corner, misses everything, and Schroeder comes down with it.
Patience there. They just, both shots, Downs and Neubauer's shots, are just rush shots.
Turo keeping the ball, now hands it off. Semiroth tries to cross over against Neubauer, into the paint. Schroeder puts up a 10-footer left baseline. Halfway down, it spits out. Rebounded by Miller. Here comes Neubauer. Get the feeling that this is a critical possession right now for the Clippers. Thompson top of the key. Cooper staying right with him. Man-to-man defense right now by the Bobcats. Neubauer swings it. Left wing Thompson, his foot on the arc. Turo staying with him. Popping out top of the key now Miller. Cooper on him. Neubauer, dribble penetration. Dishes off right baseline. A dribble in by Downs. We're going to have a hand check against Benton Community.
You know, and that set there, though, as they move the ball well, but a lot of what was happening there that I guess I don't see the purpose of is guard-guard screening, post-post screening. When you got a guy like Downs, run your guard into a screen with him and try to get a switch,
yep.
Try to get some mismatches. I just haven't seen that happening yet.
Foul goes against Schroeder, his first team foul, number one here in the second half. 5:54 and counting here, third quarter. 30-20, Benton Community with the lead, Clear Creek Amana with the ball. Neubauer swings it near corner, Thompson. Akers trying to post up. They are fronting him. Eggert doesn't have the size, so he's trying to deny the pass from the top. Down, skip pass near side, Thompson. Akers, where Clear Creek Amana's passing is just a little tentative, maybe even sluggish, almost indecisive. Akers sets a screen. Thompson double team. They had a man open. He cuts and rips through it, and I think this one's going to go against Turo. Yep. That'll be his first. And you could say the same thing on that double team there by Benton Community. Man, when you got a guy double teamed, get in his jersey. You don't want to go halfway. Get your arms up, get your belly into it.
Well, they didn't get foot to foot. You know, they left him a space in between, especially going right to the basket that he was able to step right through, find an opening.
Downs, bounce pass to Akers, low blocks, drop step in the paint. They give him another, feed the beast. He's got two baskets, and it's an 8-point Bobcat lead at 30-22. Steinford has checked into the ballgame for Benton Community. Top of the key, Truro stops and pops from inside the arc. It's off the mark. Steinford doing battle with Miller, and Steinford wins this one. Cooper in between the rings, crosses over, takes Neubauer hard to the iron. Can't finish, but he draws the foul. And I think this one is going against Downs. It is. It's his second, and it's two shots. Lathan Cooper. To the stripe. Cooper, a good free throw shooter at 76%. First is on the way. It's pure. 31-22. This to make it a 10-point lead. Go Coach Zittergren is working the officials on something over in front of the bench. Second is on the way. It goes begging, but the ball kicks out, and Schroeder's got it. Back out up top the key. Semmelroth, Turo thought about pulling the trigger. Thompson with a hand in his face. He's going to stay with it. Man-to-man defense right now by the Clippers. 4:46 left to go, third quarter. Schroeder pops out. They find Semmelroth down the right side of the lane. Downs rejects him, but he's just picked up his third foul. And Coach Otteson's got a decision to make now. Do you leave your big man in the game and trust him to play smart, or do you sub out?
Well, I think at this point, when you're down 10 points.
Now 10.
You got to almost ride it out. You know, you pull him out, you could be down 15 before you know it, and game's out of hand. So you almost got to just roll the dice and run with it right now. You know, the thing there, too, that Downs has to recognize is who's the guy that he's guarding? Semmelroth is probably one of the kids that's attempted the fewest amount of three-point shots, yet he was out on the three-point line and gave the driving lane to him and was able to, you know, he drew the foul, yep. which was exactly what Benton was wanting.
Semmelroth drains both his free throws. It's an 11-point Bobcat lead at 33-22. Akers sets the screen. Thompson didn't attack. He picked up his dribble. Akers in the low blocks. Bounce pass. Downs with a reverse layup. I don't think he needed to. He made that shot way more difficult than it needed to be. It's out of bounds off of Clear Creek Amana. He had a mismatch there, and I guess Todd, I'm just not sure if he knew that he had it, but my goodness, go up strong there. He made that shot much more difficult.
Yes, he did. I think that's what Coach Otteson is telling him in his nicest way possible right
Coach
now.
Coach Otteson looks like a statue right now. He is not a happy guy. 11-point lead for the Bobcats, 33-22. 4 minutes left to go, third quarter. Cooper with an explosive move down the right side of the lane and lays it up and in.
Well, Benton kind of smells blood in the water right now. They know Downs can't be aggressive like he was in the first half, and so they're going to attack the basket.
35-22. Miller unchecked from about 26 feet out, top of the key, off a down screen, and he just moved east-west with it, did not attack. Top of the key. He's going to launch for three. That barely catches iron. Cooper with the rebound. Clicker Kamana just looks perplexed right now.
Well, and several of Miller's shots have just been quick. He hasn't really got his feet set. He just hasn't been in rhythm.
3:19 left to go, third quarter. Cooper with the basketball. Thought about pulling the trigger. Sidesteps, one step inside the arc. Now puts up an 18-footer. It's around the world but kicks out. Neubauer. Outlets, lazy pass, stolen and a behind-the-back pass by Eggert to save it. Here comes Cooper, dishes off, and Steinford lays it up and in. Clicker Kamana needs a timeout. Well, a lazy pass and then a great defensive play by not one, not two, but three different Bobcats. And it is now, well, it's slipping away. 37-22 as the Bobcats are laying the wood to the Clippers here.
Well, as you mentioned, lazy, tentative. I don't know what, just that's kind of the whole way that Clear Creek's playing right now. Not only on the offensive end, but defensively too. They're just not very sharp. They're not moving their feet. You hear very little communication out on the court. We're right here courtside. You're not hearing a lot of talking going on. You know, it's just right now a team that just seems very flat. And give Ben credit.
And on the flip side, look at their body language coming out of that break. They're ready for more.
Well, I think they kind of, that started, that momentum started right before the half. They went on a little run. Got that little lead going out of the second quarter and into halftime, and they picked right up where they left off here.
Look at this. Are they going to come out in a half-court trap here, or is this just for show?
Well, I think they want to keep pushing tempo.
Miller, pump fake. He's going to drive in. Aggressive move. We have a foul on the floor. And waiting for the number.
Steinford.
He's going to go against Steinford. His first. Team foul number three. Schroeder will check out for Benton Community. The inbounds, Truro's back in. Kayler Green, stutter steps, drives right baseline, cut off by the Clippers. Akers into the high blocks, going to dribble in, 360 spin move, goes up strong, count it, and one coming. He is the only Clipper so far in the second half to score. And really, Todd, no surprise, the only aggressive one offensive.
Looked like almost he was coming through the line and putting a block on the defender because he pretty much lowered the shoulder, backed his way in, just used his strength to go up.
Free throw is short, and the ball kicks out. As we've got a substitution for Benton Community, Greg Hartle has checked in. Score remains 37-24. And timeout being called by Benton Community, wisely so, as their man fell to the floor and was in danger of either a five-second call, a turnover, or maybe even a travel. Well, 37-24, 13 points, the Benton lead. And you just kind of get the feeling they're on the precipice right now, Todd, of really picking up the tempo to what Coach Zittergren told me they wanted, and that was up and down the court tonight.
It is, yeah, exactly. You know, they came out, they got what they wanted. They drew a couple fouls on downs. They've kind of taken him out of the game and even kind of gotten in his head. He's not playing strong. He's not playing aggressive. And
other than downs, tentative. Nobody is.
No, nobody is. And Benton's guards, you know, between Turo and Steinfeld and Semmelross, they've really kind of set tempo. They've attacked offensively and defensively.
And they're about to do more here as Turo will inbound right in front of us. In between the rings, Semmelroth. Bounce pass right back to Turo. Are they out in a 1-3-1 here? Looks like it. Near corner, long three. Long board kicks out. Neubauer had it, and I think we're going to have a reach-in foul. It might be Turo. It might be Semmelroth. It's somebody in a Bobcat uniform. It's going to be Eggert. His first team foul, number 5. As Tyler Hallett has checked in. He will find Neubauer. In between the circles. Miller pops out top of the key. Turo on him. Man-to-man defense right now by the Bobcats. Bounce pass to Akers in the high blocks. Did that go off his fingertips? Yes, it did.
Well, and I think Miller there, too. I've said this before. It's hard to make that pass down the lane line when you're up high. Wing players, this is a lesson you hear all the time. Take a dribble, hard dribble towards the wing and get a better angle to that post player. And that's what he didn't do on that play.
37-24 beyond the arc. They don't need to rush right now. Benton Community is in control. Cooper in between the rings with under 2 minutes left to go third quarter. He picks up his dribble. Turo can use it if he wants. He's sizing up Neubauer. Cooper trying to get the floor respaced between the legs, keeping his dribble inside the arc. Explodes, dishes off down low to Hartle, who lays it up and in. He has a gear that we just haven't seen tonight, but you're seeing it now. My goodness.
Cooper?
Yep.
Yeah, he's quick. He can get into the lane anytime he wants to.
He is kind of a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Kinda.
As Kayla Green drives right baseline, shot goes off the side of the backboard, but he's fouled. I think this might be against Semmelroth. Let's see here. Nope, they're going to charge this one to Hartle, his second, but team foul number 6, and the clock stopped with Green at the line. He's going to get a pair here. First is on the way. Good. Kayler Green. A 56% free throw shooter. Miller will take a seat for Clear Creek Amana as Drake Mugin will check in. Green's second free throw. No good. Akers skies to pull it down. Muscles up against the double team. Gets it off the backboard. This kid is having a third quarter. It's a 12-point lead, and stripped from behind. Mugin had it, then tried to make too fancy of a pass, and then Benton Community tries to make too tough a pass. Schroeder can't handle it down low. It's out of bounds. With a minute 11 left to go, third quarter. Well, they can pull it with 10 or even single digits with a three-pointer here. As dominant as Benton Community has been in this third quarter, they haven't still been able to kind of put their foot on Clear Creek Amana's throat. Green, top of the key, Neubauer. Akers down low, muscles up strong, throws up a prayer. It counts, and he's fouled. Wow.
He's playing a game tonight. He came to play.
That is his 10th point, all here in the third quarter, and he's got a free throw coming. Charge this one to Steinford, and they're now in the bonus. That's team foul number 7. Akers releases. Rattles home the free throw. It's the conventional three-point play, and they're within single digits now, 39-30 with 55 seconds left to go third quarter, and they're coming out in full court man pressure. Schroeder will inbounds. Turo back to Cooper. You just get the feeling he's just going to blow by everybody. He comes up the near side, slows it down. Eggert, Turo back to Cooper. And are they going to work for the final shot of the quarter here possibly? Turo, beyond the arc, popping out now in between the rings is Eggert. They're not running much offense right now. They flash Schroeder through as a cutter, nothing doing. Cooper pops out up top, right back to Turo. Plenty of time with 27 seconds left to go.
Kind of running just a delay offense here.
They really are.
The ball out here on the top, up high, and then running sort of a little weave circle on the back side. Kind of one of those delay offenses.
Yep. 15 and counting. You figure with about 10 seconds left, they'll probably put their offense in motion. Turo saying, feed me, get me the basketball. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Back to Cooper, out near half court. He's going to drive in. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Tries to bullet pass down low to Schroeder. It's punched out near half court. Turo fires one up, and it would have not have counted as it came after the buzzer. So an interesting third quarter. It was basically Aaron Akers versus Benton Community, and they've pulled to within 9 points. Bobcats still hold a 39-30 lead. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Back with the fourth and final quarter when we come back. You're listening to High School Hoops on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
KZIA HD3 Cedar Rapids. This is the South Gym at 106.3 FM.
Fire up the engines. Final 8 minutes put up on the scoreboard. Welcome back to Clear Creek Amana. Brent Balbinot alongside Todd Warner. Benton Community 39, Clear Creek Amana 30. But the Clippers with the ball, trying to inch ever closer. Aaron Akers scored all but 1 point for the Clippers in that third quarter to keep them in the ball game. We'll see if it's enough or if Benton Community can put them away. Green spots up from 15 feet out, no good. Cooper just outquicks everybody and tracks down the loose ball in the near corner. Turo across half court, working against Green. Back to Cooper. Cooper with 6 points on the night. Down the left side of the lane, dishes off down low to Schroeder, misses the bunny. Rebounded on the weak side by Green. Here comes Neubauer, who's been a non-factor here in the second half. Down low to Akers, and Schroeder reaches in. That's his second, but it's team foul number 8. And it's the front end of a 1-1 coming for Aaron Akers.
Well, this is a good way to get back in the ballgame. This free throw line, scoring points without the clock running. You know, Akers is just a kid. You know, Schroeder's just got to play smart on a play like that. Akers hasn't done much outside of the lane. Let him catch the ball out there.
Yep.
He's not going to hurt you. And you're not going to get around him. He's a pick body.
Yep. Akers just a 56% free throw shooter, but he drains this one. This kid is having a night. 39-31, this to trim it to 7. Couple of dribbles. Releases. Got them both. 39-32, and Clear Creek Amana is coming out in full court man-to-man pressure. Double-teaming Cooper. He tries to go behind his back. It's loose. Turo brings it across half court. Turo keeping his dribble. Cooper down the left side of the lane. Oh, I thought he was going to stop and elevate. Instead, dishes off to Schroeder. 15-footer, no good. Rebound by Mugen on the weak side. Quick outlet to Neubauer. Stops 1 foot inside the arc. Hits a trailing Mugen. Leans in. Hook shot over Schroeder, and it counts. Wow.
It's been a game of runs back and forth.
It's a 4-0 run to start the fourth quarter. Clear Creek Amana as close as they've been since the half at 39-34. And Coach Sittergren wants a timeout. Well, if you're Benton Community here, you know it's probably coming. Full court pressure. But how often do we see it, Todd, when they break the time, basically the timeline, teams can't slow down. They're still rushed. And that's what looked like happened that last trip down the court for Benton Community. I'm sure Coach Sittergren is saying, calm down. Run your offense. You've got the lead. Don't let them rush you.
Exactly. You know, there was a turnover just a while ago on the baseline after they had broken the press. And sometimes guards, you know, and Truro's got to settle things down a little bit. Cooper, Semiroth, Eggert, when they, you're exactly right. Kids sometimes get dribble happy.
Yep.
And I always said, this is my own philosophy, dribbling is bad. I never liked too much dribbling. You know, you do much more to hurt a team with the pass. Sometimes we had to play with a flat ball in practice because
really?
Teams got a little dribble happy at times.
Ooh, you just gave some coaches in the listening audience an idea or two.
Giving away my secrets.
Yep. 2-1-2 zone press. Benton Community looks much more calm and in control going over the top of it that time, using what Todd just said, the pass.
Ball never hit the floor.
Not at all. Cooper out in between the rings, sizing up Neubauer. Hands it off to Turo. He thought about it. He's going to put it on the floor. They switch. Schroeder, low post. Tries one pass too many, and it's deflected. Stolen away by Thompson. The outlet to Neubauer. They don't have the numbers. He'll slow it down. 39-34, Benton Community with the lead. Clear Creek Amana with the ball. Trying to force it down low to Akers. It's deflected once but twice, and Cooper's on the weak side to pick up the loose ball.
You can go to the well one too many times there, and Benton's going to know with Akers having success. They're going to keep looking there, and they worked hard to take that away.
Schroeder pops out, free throw line extended left wing. Now they go to Cooper. Pump fake, got Green in the air. Another pump fake. Beautiful move by Cooper. Fist pumps as he gets one off the square.
That's just patience there. He didn't rush. You know, you talk about hurry but don't rush. Yep. That's a perfect example.
Akers sets a vicious screen on Cooper for Neubauer, but he can't find the range from 15 feet out. Cooper with a long outlet to Semiroth, going hard to the iron. Count it, and he's fouled.
Semiroth he has a really nice knack for being able to draw contact and maintain his body control. He's done that numerous times tonight. Did it to start the game. Big play here for Benton, you know, when Clear Creek just making a run, and now big play here by Benton.
Semiroth, a 68% free throw shooter, completes the three-point play. The foul was against Thompson, and boy, did Benton Community need that. The lead back up to 10 now, 44-34. And I believe Coach Zittergren wants somebody to come up and take the ball. Cooper will meet Neubauer just past half court. Thompson beyond the arc. Green pops out about 25 feet out. They are daring him. Akers sets a screen. Neubauer far corner. Green sets a screen, but they don't use it. They'll reverse it. Green now near corner. He's got Turo on him. Bounce pass down low. Akers drop steps. Got right by Schroeder and lays it in. Timeout, Clear Creek Amana. 5:01 left to go in the game. 44-36. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back with more. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back at Clear Creek Amana, Brent Balbonat alongside Todd Werner. Well, it's been the Evan Downs show in the second half for Clear Creek Amana. All but three of the Clippers' points from halftime on have come courtesy of the Clipper big man. But Clear Creek Amana has hit all but one free throw so far in the second half, and in particular, Hunter Semiroth has raised his level of play. And as I say that, Benton Community throws the ball away. Down by eight, Clear Creek Amana, here they come again. Trailing 44-36, Neubauer, bullet pass, high blocks. Akers backs a double team down. That time probably should not have forced up the shot. It's blocked by Schroeder. The outlet up the near side to Eggert, near corner. Steinford back out to Turo, and they'll milk some clock. 4:30 left to go in the ballgame, and an 8-point lead. Down the left side, now in the middle of paint. Steinford kicks it back out up top. Semiroth hands it off to Turo. Pump fake into the paint, dishes off. Schroeder, Johnny on the spot, but that was good movement without the basketball. His first basket of the second half.
Well, that was just nice patience by Benton Community, and Turo just found Schroeder just hanging on the baseline.
46-36. Lead back up to 10. Bobcats enjoy it. Clippers with the ball. Akers in the high block, sizing up Schroeder. Going to take him in, baby. Hook shot. Boy, he's got it going tonight. That is his 17th point all coming in the second half here. 46-38. Clock continues to run, now under 4 minutes left to go in the game. Turo sizing up Green, asking for somebody to come out and pick it up. Semeroff does. Now they got a little weave going in between the rings. Turo thought about it. Now drives in, running one-hander. Banks it off the square for two.
Doing his best Stephon Curry imitation there. Just a little runner and the kiss off the glass.
That's his first basket from inside the arc tonight. 48-38. Lead back up to 10. Well, I'm not sure what Thompson was doing there. Half pass, half dribble. He almost lost it as Neubauer drives in. Wave off the basket. So we'll have a foul on the floor. And we'll wait for a number. We'll see if the official actually knows. It's going to be Hunter Semmelroth, his first. That's team foul number 9, though. So Neubauer at the line for the front end of a 1-1. Neubauer, a very good free throw shooter at 78%. And Downs will check back into the game for Clear Creek Amana, as will Miller. Neubauer with the ball. Clock stopped. First of potentially two here. It's a 1-1. It's on the way. He will get another. Spins the ball in his hand. He's got a very deliberate pre-shot ritual. Second is on the way. He's got them both. So 48-40. Here comes full court pressure again. And I think they lose who was supposed to be out at half court. I think it was supposed to be Thompson. And Benton Community breaks it relatively easily. Cooper in between the rings. Stutter steps down the right side of the lane. Fades away. Over Downs and the fadeaway off the glass. Feathery touch.
Cooper recognized right away who came out on his Acres. Just a complete mismatch speed-wise.
Beyond the arc, Neubauer drives baseline, leans in, leaves it short. Acres with the board, no good. Downs with another and another. Fourth time's a charm. That's Downs' first points of any kind here in the second half. Acres is going to be guilty of a reach and foul at half court on Cooper. Aaron Acres had to sit early in this ballgame with two fouls. He has just now picked up his third. He has played smart basketball over quarters three and for the better part four here. As it will be Semmelroth to inbound on the near side here. Cooper comes back. Brings it across half court. Picked up by Miller. Miller switches off on him now. I thought they were going to try and trap the basketball, but they are not. And Benton Community is going to milk some clock here with 2:20 left to go in the game. Cooper into the paint. Dishes off Schroeder. Top of the key. Back out up top. Turo. Cooper's got it. Drives in against Thompson. Dishes off far corner, and they're going to release the basketball. Steinford leaves it short. Here comes Neubauer. Nobody picks him up. All the way to the iron and finishes with the left hand. It's just a six-point ball game at 50-44. You had three blue jerseys for Benton Community to get back, but nobody picked up the basketball that time, and he blew right by him. And now things getting a little interesting here, down to 6 points.
Well, and Benton down here on the offensive end, here, they just were doing a nice job of moving the ball, and Steinford, like you said, he chose to release it. Yeah, he was open, but at that point, you know, when you're at
two minutes
left in the game and you're up eight, you know they're going to be aggressive, so you're going to have lanes directly to the basket or you're going to get fouled. You know, with just five team fouls, they got a couple to give, so... Well, Clear Creek's going to come out and still be aggressive here. There just isn't enough time to just sit back and play defense, not with the guards that Benton has on the court. They'll just run clock.
And if you're Benton Community, you're going to expect full court pressure coming out of this, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you're probably going to see Downs on the ball just like he was the previous time here. They just got to take care of the ball. You know, be strong with it. Meet your passes. Step into them. All those types of things that you do fundamentally. You do those drills all the time in practice, and you just got to keep that stuff in mind.
This has been bugging me all night, and it's just now hit me who Cooper reminds me of. You remember Andre Miller, the former point guard for Utah, the year they made the championship game.
Yep.
That's who he reminds me of. Turo, they're going to try and double team. They got to get in his jersey. They're leaving too much distance, and he's able to pass out of it. Cooper, down the left side of the lane, cut off, and he traveled. Oh, my. They're going to call a travel from out up top. And really, Clear Creek Amana is probably lucky to get possession there.
I guess I didn't see the travel there, did you?
I didn't either.
You know, but even there, too, Cooper didn't need to penetrate
No.
there. He just needed to get the ball out and run clock.
50-44. They trail by six with a minute 35 left to go, but the Clippers have the ball. They got to move. Akers in the low blocks, kicks it out near corner. Neubauer for three, and the lead's cut in half.
There's the guy we said early at halftime. He had to step up, and he has here late. He's got, I think he's got seven of their last points.
He does. 50-47. Now how long can you afford to go without fouling if you're Clear Creek Amana?
Well,
you got two more before you send him to the line.
You got to be aggressive here. Go for steals, get traps. Right here they got a trap at half court.
They're loose on it, and they're going to call a timeout. Semeroth realized it. But in all honesty, they could get tighter on these. I mean, these are happening right in front of us, folks, only about 3, maybe 4 feet away. And Clear Creek Amana is giving Benton Community a chance to rip or pass through, and it didn't seem like they were taking advantage of it.
Well, just with a minute left in the game and only five team fouls, you got to come out and be aggressive. There's no shot clock, you know, like there is in college. So, you know, the offense could just hold on to the ball. So far, they've turned them over a few times here, but you just can't count on that happening here when you're running out of time on the clock. So, you know, I just think Coach Odison probably right now is telling his kids, hey, be aggressive, go after that ball. You know, don't just start swiping, shadow the ball. If you see it, grab it and go after it. Possession arrow is to Benton right now.
Yep.
So you just got to get after it. And
you know what?
Leave
the
it
same,
out there.
If you're Jeff Zittergren in the Benton community huddle, you're saying the same thing, though, aren't you? And you got to meet that aggressiveness head on. You can't get passive and come into a shell here.
No, you got to keep the ball moving, and
yep.
Especially when you get to where we just were right in front of us here, near half court, near the sideline. You got to keep that ball moving. You got to shorten your passes. You don't want to make a long cross-court pass. Those are just inviting turnovers.
Cooper will walk it across half court with under a minute left to go in the game and a three-point lead. And we'll wait and see. If Clear Creek decides to foul, and they do, they still have one more to give before they put the Bobcats at the line. The key is, who is this on? If it's Downs, that's his fourth. And it is. So Clear Creek's big man is in trouble now. He's got to be smart with the ball. And you have to be, as a teammate, smart too and let somebody else foul if it comes to that. They're trying to trap at half court. Schroeder working against Akers. Skip pass far side. Now the far corner. Semeroth has picked up his dribble. Bounce pass down low to Cooper. Leans in. Misses the shot. Miller comes down with a loose ball. They can pull it within one or tie it with a three. Miller. And did they want a timeout or do we have a foul? A foul on Cooper! That will send them to the line, and it's the double bonus. That's team foul number 10. Wow. Miller to the line. He is scoreless tonight. He is the team's best free throw shooter at 82%. What a time to go. First is on the way. He's got it. 50-48, this to make it a one-point lead. Spins the ball in his hand. Couple of dribbles. Spins again. It's on the way. It's almost like a two-handed set shot.
It
goes through.
Well, each team's got one timeout. Benton gets in trouble here. They got to take the timeout. They cannot afford to turn it over.
Cooper across half court. Nice job to split a double team, and they foul him, and now he will shoot free throws. Looks like Neubauer picks this one up. His third. Team foul number 7, Cooper to the line. He is 2-for-4 tonight. He's got the front end of a 1-and-1 here. Cooper, a good free throw shooter at 76%. Really slamming that ball into the floor. Mouth guard sticking out as he releases, and he's got it. Here's another. Well, this to make it a three-point lead and probably really mandate a three-point shot by Clear Creek Amana coming down the court. It's all the way. In and out. Rebounded by Akers. Do you call a timeout if you're Clear Creek Amana, or do you run a play? Coach Odison, he wants a timeout with 11.2 seconds left to go. All right. I got to ask the question, even though I know what you're going to say. You don't need a three here. You need your first good look, correct?
Yes, you do. I think you're at home. You have advantages inside with Akers or Downs. I think you look for something possibly with Neubauer with some penetration and try to either get inside, get a draw foul, you know, get the ball to Downs or Akers. You know, Akers has been the man so far here this half. That's really he's the reason why you're in this situation to potentially tie or win the game. And I think that's who you go to.
On the flip side, if you're betting community, don't foul. The last thing you want to do is send them to the line and make it free. They've got to earn it.
Well, and you never know what, you know, sometimes coaches, they'll change up a defense. You know, they played strictly man-to-man all this whole game. You know, maybe they throw a zone at them because Clear Creek hasn't really had much success from the three-point line. I just don't think you go zone right here. I think you stay man-to-man. You know, you really work hard, help position, try not to allow penetration, really move your feet, rebound the ball. You cannot give up an offensive board because you know Clear Creek's going to be coming.
51-49, Benton Community with the lead. Clear Creek Amana with the ball. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Neubauer down the left side of the lane. Around Schroeder lays it up. Got it! With 3 seconds left, we're tied. Buzzer sounds, and for the second straight meeting, they call timeout.
We got a timeout.
Coach Sittergren was up, and they're going to have to reset the clock. How many seconds will they add?
I think I saw three.
Okay. Now the officials are going to get together to make sure they get this accurate.
I saw the outside official near the table. He was immediately over, and he heard timeout. Now, I think when the ball went through the hoop, there was about 3.6 seconds.
Okay. So at the very least, you're thinking 3 seconds probably should be on the clock, reset too. That's what they're putting up. How about the play, though? Akers sets the screen up top, and Neubauer came right off it. That's the way you want to use a screen, and then he didn't hesitate.
No, he didn't. And Schroeder, who was guarding Akers, that's a mismatch. Neubauer just took him right to the basket, finished with the left hand, just like you draw it up.
Well, it went to overtime the first meeting at Benton Community. Barring a buzzer beater here, we may have bonus ball again tonight. 51-51. Now we'll see what type of inbounds play. 3 seconds is enough to catch, dribble, probably even a couple of times and get a shot off,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely. And these are situations, you know, you don't know how often they work on these things at the high school level, but you should work on plays like this.
They run Cooper as a flex cut. He's going to take two dribbles. Half court at the buzzer. Off the iron. Man, that came close.
That was very close.
And we will have overtime. Wow. U.S. Plain got two good teams right now going after each other.
Well, you do. You got contrasting styles. You got Clear Creek, you know, who's really Akers has just powered them to this overtime game. And then on the other side, you got Cooper and Turo, whose guards, quickness and shooting has kept Benton in the game. And it's fun. It's exciting to see that Clear Creek didn't quit. You know, we talked early there, you know, midway through the third quarter, it was a 15-point game. And I think you made the comment. It felt like this one's getting away.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, Aaron Akers
took over.
He did. He took over. And the thing that's a credit to the kids from Clear Creek, they kept going to him. And they just didn't just say, you know, hey, I want to get mine. They went right to him almost every time down, and he had success.
17 points worth of success all in the second half. It's 51-51. This one a good 20 points below the first meeting, but still very entertaining. And we'll tip it off. Schroeder standing. Actually, all the Bobcats are on the court right now. Clear Creek Amana yet to break their huddle around Coach Addison.
You know, and you have to wonder a little bit. You got to ask the question, too. You know, with Coach Carlson gone and you know, a different guy on the sidelines, not to blame Coach Zittergruen, but it's different. You know, you don't have the guy who's normally there giving you instructions at the end of a game. But, you know, both these teams have played hard, and they've just left it out on the court.
Benton Community wins the tip. They will move from left to right. Turo to Cooper. He calls out the set. And a 1-3-1 zone by Clear Creek Amana. Again with Downs at the top of that zone. Now he does have four fouls. And a pass just goes right through the fingertips of Eggert. So here comes Neubauer. They have yet to lead in the second half. We'll see if overtime might be the poison pill here. Miller in between the rings, right now being dogged by Semmelroth. Downs to Neubauer. Akers is going to set a screen. They switch, and he almost loses the ball. Turo with quick hands. Bullet pass to Downs in the near corner. Thompson looking at Akers in the high blocks. They continue to front him. Miller spins, stops, backs it back out at the top of the key. Downs saying come back over. I think you want Downs down low, don't you? Miller spins, double-teamed in the low blocks, tries to find Akers off his belly. He kicks it back out. They wanted a three-second violation. You can hear Coach Zittergren all the way over our crowd mic. They'll play on. Clear Creek Amana being very patient here. Neubauer. This is off in the far corner to Downs. Akers posting up. They flash a weak side cutting. Miller, who's down the middle of the lane for a layup. Their first lead of the second half.
Well, they caught Clear or Benton in a switch. They've been switching on the perimeter, and instead of going normally, cut back door. Just a smart heads-up play.
Downs with four fouls goes after Cooper. Almost gets the steal. Terrell for three, left wing. Got it! His fourth of the night. 54-53. Benton Community back up by a point. 2:14 left to go in overtime. Miller looking at Akers again. Turo is fronting him. Thompson, they flash Akers now in the high blocks. He's deciding a move. He's going to back Turo down. Goes up, swatted away by Schroeder, and they're going to call him for a foul. Boy, that did look clean.
I'm not sure what the official saw there. That was just a good play.
It will send Akers to the line. He's got two coming. He is 3-for-4 tonight. Normally just a 56% free throw shooter. He's just tied this game. This for the lead. Kurt Ronfeld, AD, just gives us a wow, can you believe this? Akers, second is on the way, hits the iron, hits the backboard and falls through. He's got 19 on the night, and it's a one-point lead. This from a kid that averages 8, 55-54, under two left to go. Bounce pass by Semiroth in traffic, it's stolen, and here comes Neubauer. And Coach Zittergren saying, come up and pick up the basketball. Clear Creek Amana. They're going to really extend their man-to-man defense now. Benton Community getting in the jerseys of Clear Creek Amana. And the ball knocked away from behind by Cooper off Miller. He releases. He'll go coast to coast and lays it up and in. Timeout. Actually, the ball was kicked. And we're going to have a substitution as Steinford is going to check in for Benton Community. Eggert will take a seat. 56-55. Trailing by one. Here comes Clear Creek Amana, right to left. Neubauer behind the back. Gets too fancy. Cooper steals it. He's got a two-on-one. He's going to go all the way in and finishes with the right hand. It's now a three-point lead, 58-55. Activity without accomplishment, especially 30 feet away from the basket. Downs. They're going to lay off of it. Akers pops top of the key. Tro on him. He tries a spin move. Kicks it back up top. Neubauer with a pump fake. He's going to launch from distance. It's short. Akers tipped it, but Turo's got it. And Downs, oh my goodness, a touch foul. He's done for the night. Downs has just fouled out. And Steve Otteson is giving that official an earful. It will be Kaler Green to check in. Still just a one-possession ball game, but with 39 seconds left, and Turo at the free throw line. Spencer Turo, his first trip to the line tonight. It's up, it's good. Spencer Turo, an excellent free throw shooter at 84%.
I think earlier in the game I called him a senior, but he's just a sophomore.
Yeah.
You know, he's played very mature.
Got them both. 60-55, a five-point lead, 35 seconds left to go. Neubauer, 360 spin, up and off the glass. What a move. He's got 13 now on the night, 11 in the second half. Timeout. Clear Creek Amana, that's their last one. So 60-57. So here's the question now. If you're Clear Creek Amana, you're probably coming out of full court pressure, but if you don't get the steal, how long before you have to foul here?
Well, I think at this point in the game, I think you maybe wait a pass or two.
Okay.
Once they get across half court, maybe you try to get a trap in the back court. You maybe try to get a trap here at half court. You don't get either one of those. You have to foul immediately and you know, at this point, you can't even be selective. You've got to foul probably the kid that has the ball at that time.
Well, Schroeder is 63%. Cooper is good at 76. Turo is very good at 84. Semiroth is at 68. And Eggert, who had a seat, not sure if he's going to be in, is at 82. And it depends. Are they going to send Steinford back out? Let's wait and see here. It will be Eggert. So you got a couple potentially that you could maybe play off of. But right now, they're both in the backcourt. Cooper's got it with 30 seconds left to go. They're coming out in a 1-2-2 trap. And now across half court, you figure they have to foul. And they do. No, a travel! A travel will be called on Cooper.
I didn't see a travel there. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Oh. Talk about home cooking. You can't ask anything out of Cooper other than what he just did, can you?
No.
Except now you got to play defense. 19 seconds left to go. Neubauer hands it off to Miller in between the rings. Three-man weave. Green at the top of the key. 13 seconds. Neubauer spins. He's inside the arc. Dishes off. They got to get a three off now. And they throw it away. Thompson throws it away. Turo will be fouled by Thompson. Nobody wanted to shoot. Nobody wanted to shoot.
Well, and they didn't have to have a three. They could have just that's what they did in regulation. They attacked the basket and got it into overtime that way, and that's the same thing they could have done. But, you know, Benton played good defense too. Clear Creek was looking for the three, and they didn't give them the room to take it either.
Well, and at that point, about 6 seconds, probably 7 seconds, then you got to start looking from beyond the arc.
Yes.
But
the
problem there, Todd, is the free throw falls for Turo, and that's going to seal it. It's now a two-possession game with 3.5 seconds left. Second is on the way. Got it. So tip for tap, they're going to return the favor. Neubauer at half court will launch a three. Clear Creek Amana wins the first meeting at Benton Community in overtime. 82-70. And the Bobcats return the favor here in Tiffin. Final score, Benton Community 62, Clear Creek Amana 57. The Clippers fall to an even 500 at 6-6. And the Bobcats now three games above 500 at 8-5. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, two-minute break. Back with your post-game stats and analysis. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertine and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you are always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate, one of them, is always there.
Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, it's Brady versus Manning as the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots battle the Denver Broncos. Then Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers host the Arizona Cardinals. Who will advance to Super Bowl 50? Tune in to find out. The NFL playoffs are right here.
NFL Championship Sunday on the Gym, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Brought to you by NFL Red Zone from NFL Network and Mediacom.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Yeah. Just in front of the hour of 9 o'clock as the crowd clears out here at Clipper Gymnasium on the campus of Clear Creek Amana. Those in attendance saw a very competitive, a very good basketball game, and I would not be surprised if these two teams will see each other somewhere down the road in the first or second round of district play. Clear Creek Amana got the best of Benton Community in just game number three of the season, 82-70 in overtime, outscoring the Bobcats 15-3 in the extra 5 minutes. This one also went into bonus ball, tied at 51 apiece, and it was a 9-6 advantage of the Bobcats as they get a little payback on the road, 62-57. Todd, again, two teams that I think are probably fairly evenly matched. Neither was really able to dictate their tempo to the level that they wanted to. There was a time in the third quarter, I think it was up by, what was it, 13? Maybe even 15?
I think it was 15
at
one time.
Benton Community looked like they were going to run Clear Creek Amana out of the gym, and then Aaron Akers stepped up. Scoreless at the half. As a matter of fact, he had to sit in the first quarter picking up two early fouls. He didn't pick up his next until late in the fourth quarter, and all 19 of his points came from halftime on. He literally didn't just keep them in the game. He got them back in the game.
Well, exactly. And he didn't do it in a way that was out of his strength area.
Yep.
He stayed close to the basket. He used his strength. He hit free throws, too.
Yep.
I mean, he just played a solid game. He looked like a basketball player tonight, not just a big football guy out there running around banging people.
You take a look at it, just a little too much offense, though, for Benton Community. Spencer Turow leads all players with 21 points. Again, he was shooting 48% from beyond the arc coming into this game. He gets four again this evening, but he really sealed this one up. 4-for-4 in overtime from the free throw line. And then don't forget, too, Lathan Cooper, who is the team's second leading scorer at 12 points per game, only had 3 at the half, but he took over in quarter number 4 and then scored a couple of baskets in overtime. He finishes with 15. Hunter Sumaroth also finishes in double figures with 10 points for the Bobcats. Tucker Schroeder with 7. 5 points off the bench for Addison Steinford, and then a deuce apiece for Tyler Eggert and Greg Hartle. Again, as we mentioned, Clear Creek Amana led by their big man, Aaron Akers, with 19 points all in the second half. Jake Neubauer also had a big second half, specifically a fourth quarter on, just 2 points at the intermission. This kid's the team's leading scorer. He had averaged 15 points per ballgame coming into this one. He finishes with 13. 12 points for Evan Downs, who got in some foul trouble. He had 10 at the half, only finishes with 12. They did get 4 points from Cal Miller. Bench production, though, here this evening, I think got to be a positive for Coach Odison. 9 points, 4 for Tyler Hallett, 3 for Kaylor Green, and 2 for Drake Mugen off the bench. But in the end, it was not enough. What did you have for board work?
Well, Clear Creek actually won the rebounding battle tonight, 29-22 over Benton. 8 offensive rebounds for Clear Creek Amana. Aaron Akers led the board work, too, for Clear Creek with 8. Evan Downs with 5. Truro, the guard, sophomore, led tied for the lead with 5 rebounds with Schroeder. Pretty even with turnovers, 11-9. Clear Creek with 11, Benton with 9. You know, for the most part.
Pretty cleanly played.
Clean. You know, you talked about Cooper. In the midway through the overtime, Clear Creek had taken a lead, and Cooper had 2 straight steals.
Yep.
One that he took down and finished, and I think then another one they scored off that possession as well. You know, not only did he do some things offensively in the fourth quarter, but his defense was a big key tonight as well.
You know, really a cleanly played ball game. Medium salsa, I think, tonight is what you get when you get basically both teams playing in the 60s, well, 50s, and then one finishing in the 60s. But at the same time, I think both coaches can look and say, you know what, we had our chances, we had our opportunities, and we didn't really hurt ourselves. There are certain games where you look and say, you know what, this one slipped through our fingertips. But tonight, I think if you're Clear Creek Amana, you tip your cap to Benton Community. Benton Community won this ball game.
I would agree. You know, I think the guards from Benton Community kind of did dictate the game a little bit more so, and kind of what we suspected kind of coming in. But Clear Creek, they've got to be pleased, too. The kids didn't quit.
Nope.
You know, being down 13-14 in the third quarter, they kept battling and kept fighting, and you always want to say, we just want a chance at the end of a game.
Yep.
Let's keep battling. Let's chip, 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 chip. They did that, took it to overtime, had a chance, but just couldn't finish.
Well, as it stands, that's going to do it for our coverage here this evening. Our next broadcast will be Friday night on the east side of Iowa City, as City High will be welcoming Dubuque Hempstead to we call it a cracker box. It really is. City High has a small gymnasium. But we invite you to tune in and join us with our pregame at 6, probably more like 7:15, I should say, for what should be anticipated to be a 7:30 tip-off. Our thanks going out to Jeff Downing, our in-studio producer and engineer. Todd, appreciate you throwing on the headsets.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Big thank you going out to our sponsors for helping make this broadcast a possibility. Folks, if you appreciate our broadcasts, patronize those businesses. Walk through their doors and let them know how much you appreciate their sponsorship. Also, a big thank you for you, the fan, for tuning in. This is Brent Balbinot. Final score again this evening in overtime. Benton Community now 8-5 on the season as they drop Clear Creek Amana to 6-6 in overtime. Bobcats 62, Clippers 57. You've been listening to a sports presentation of the South Gym, 106.3 FM KGYM.
KZIA HD3 Cedar Rapids. This is the South Gym at 106.3 FM.